H260-03. The following paragraphs are taken from a letter to Dr. George A. Hare, written December 2, 1903. File H260-03. We want the Washington Sanitarium to be established upon different principles and conducted upon different plans from those that have been followed in the Battle Creek Sanitarium. We shall not, therefore, go to Battle Creek to receive counsel regarding the establishment of this institution. The time has come when we must move under the direction of our great leader, the Divine Commander. Please do not delay. Consecrate yourself to God, and He will be to you a present help in time of need. By doing the work that awaits your presence and assistance, depending entirely upon God for guidance and direction, you will obtain an invaluable experience. God always has men of His appointment to step into the places where work needs to be done, men with whom and by whom He can work. A special work is committed to each one of God's workers. To every man the Lord has entrusted talents, gifts that correspond to the needs of some place. The Lord will give understanding to every one who will fully connect with His work. We are not left to trust in human wisdom. In the Lord is wisdom, and it is our privilege to look to Him for counsel. To no one man is given all the qualifications for every branch of the Lord's work. We are all members of God's family, in all, in a greater or less degree, entrusted with God-given talents, for the use of which we are held responsible. Whether our talent be great or small, we are to use it in God's service, and we are to recognize the right of everyone else to use the gifts entrusted to them. Never should we disparage the smallest physical, intellectual, or spiritual capital. Some may trade in pennies and farthings, and by God's blessing and unwearied diligence, these humble ones may make successful investments and make a gain proportionate to the capital entrusted to them. No one should make light of any humble worker who is filling his place and is doing a work that some must do, however small that work may seem. Oh, how my heart is grieved as I see men who have had great opportunities seeking to place in a circumscribed sphere someone who, with encouragement, might develop to fill a position of great usefulness. The Lord makes use of vessels both large and small. Many whose lives are filled with activity and earnestness need from others counsel and encouragement and words of approval. God looks with pleasure upon the improvement made by His children as they help and encourage one another. All, whether entrusted with a few or with many talents, are to blend together in unity. We need more of the Spirit of the Savior that we may help those who have been restricted and hindered. How much we may help them in their efforts to rise will never be known till it is made manifest in the judgment. We should have a word of encouragement to speak to all, remembering that there are a diversity of gifts. Some who desire to fill a large place and do some great service overlook the little things that must be done by somebody and forget that those who do these things need encouragement. If we pray much as we work, we shall gain more than if we give ourselves entirely to seeking for the wisdom that comes by experience. The master workman is supervising his workers. When, as I write, a new thought comes into my mind, I reverentially thank God for the appropriate word or sentence brought to my mind.